got quite a guy. This James, I love the name, James Walker.
James Walker, Brad, New Haven Register Metro editor, and he is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, and we're going to talk about a column he wrote that's generated a lot of conversation. James, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks
good morning. I just want to read, Brad, for our audience, first couple of lines to James' column. He wrote, I started writing my columns about irresponsible behavior because I was fed up with men and women having children and leaving the cost of raising them to the taxpayers. I was angry with a system that continued to reward their irresponsibility while their children suffered, some being sent to school without food in their stomachs to power their brains. And James, this column has generated a lot of conversation. Talk a bit about that.
Yes, it has generated a lot of conversation, and quite frankly, we needed to get the conversation started. We have a lot of problems here with children who have irresponsible parents. They're going to school hungry. It's just a very bad situation in certain communities with these unwanted children. I should not say unwanted children. I should say these children that are being born to unwed parents. This has been a problem and something the black community has been talking about for the past 20 years. We are absolutely puzzled as to what's going on. Our ministers, social workers, outreach workers have all attempted to find out exactly what is going on, and we're just not able to. So I got angry. I started writing about this, and I am getting reaction from across the United States.
Well, this is Brad, James. Let me just, I did the same thing as Dan did. This was an unbelievable piece.
Thank you.
That you, seriously, that you wrote. You could not put it down. And you know what you did? You said things that the majority of people wanted to say but didn't have the guts to say.
And I don't understand why. We live in America. We live in a country where there is freedom of speech. We have problems here. If we can't talk about them, we're not going to resolve them. And yes, that's what I've been told based on all the emails, text messages, voicemails. Thank you for opening this door, Mr. Walker. I can't say it because I would be labeled a racist. Blacks who are calling me are saying thank you because we have friends that we're desperately trying to get on their feet and they're simply not listening. They're waiting for services. I don't know when it came to a point where social services just picked up the cost of everything. And just what you have done is you've just enabled people. You're not giving them what they need to get on their feet to take care of their children. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm like everybody else. I'm totally confused about this, but I know that if we don't start talking about it and find solutions, this country is in a lot of trouble.
Here's another one. This is I know Dan went through these, so did I. Why can't able-bodied, you asked this question, why can't able-bodied welfare recipients do this work? I mean, aren't they already on the payroll, so to speak?
Well, they are. You know, I just think we are putting out all of this money. We have so many problems here in Connecticut where the quality of life of taxpayers is deteriorating. Because we're spending so much money on social services. We have neighborhoods that are just destroyed. They're dirty, they're filthy, we have empty lots with bottles everywhere. I don't understand why these welfare recipients, and I am talking about able-bodied welfare recipients, can't do this work. I'm not on the kick that when people need help they should not get help. I'm willing to help anyone who is down and out and needs to be helped. But it just seems that some of these people, you know, they get down and out and they don't know how to get back up or they refuse to get back up. Meanwhile, the taxpayer is paying for what I consider just sheer laziness. You know, I just don't get it. Whatever happened to pull yourself up by your bootstraps? It just seems to have gone, it seems to have ridden off to the west and it's with the sun. I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but we do have to get a handle on it.
James, are some people who, and I understand that there are some people, and I know you do too, some people who really need the help, but are some people who are on the system who take advantage of the system know the insides and the outsides? In other words, they know how to work the system, do you think?
I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's another one of the things that angered me and propelled me forward here. I live in urban America, and I know for a fact some families who are receiving services. And it really kind of just upsets me when they bring in one late model car, and now they have another late model car, so they have two cars, but they're receiving services. It's very hard for people, I think, overall, to stand behind somebody in, a supermarket, and they swipe their food stamp card, and they're on their iPhone, they leave, and they get in the SUV. Well, if you have an iPhone and an SUV, why do you need services? It seems that we're supplementing so that people can have phones, cars, et cetera. I don't get that. Whatever happens, you have to work to get it. It just seems, everything just seems to be out of whack. Everything seems to be out of whack. The way we do social services, it just needs to be revamped, because what we are just enabling people. We're not helping them. And I just don't understand why social services doesn't see that.
James Walker, New Haven Register Metro editor. James, have you had anyone, since you wrote this dynamic letter, and that's what it is, a letter to the people, have you had anyone come up to you and say, thank you, Jim?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have. And actually, I get those looks like if when I walk into, say, Walmart, I get those looks like, and I get a little nod, I get a little smile. Many people are just thanking me. Because I think most people don't want this. They're overwhelmed with this and don't know what to do. I have ministers who are so frustrated, and they preach constantly about this. But they're just frustrated because their message is not getting through, and quite frankly, they're like everyone else. They're just at a loss as to what to do. And let's be clear, this is not a black community problem. This is a problem across the United States with every race. It has just become, we'll have the children, we'll leave it on the taxpayer, and that's what it has come down to. I understand they don't even have to put their father's name on the birth certificate. So, it's become this system where, I want a baby, I'm going to have a baby, the taxpayer will pick it up. It's not just the cost. It's the emotional cost to these children. They have no parents to go to. Their parents are young, so therefore they don't have a mature way of leading them. They have that teenager way of dispensing advice and so forth. It has just created a nightmare. If you talk to some of these young children out here, they don't understand simple things. I mean, a lot of them don't even understand multiplications and fractions and, how to read. We're doing read aloud programs and so forth. All this to me is a result of children coming into the world without responsible parents. My whole thing is these children. They're swiping food stamp cards for candy. I mean, where is their parents' pride here? You send your kids to the store with a food stamp card to buy penny candy? There's something wrong with that picture, and that is something that is implanted in these children early, and they never, ever lose it. And I'm not sure how we can reverse that.
Well, my next question was going to be, and of course this is a great piece, as we said, in starting the conversation, but how do we advance it? How do we continue the conversation and take it to the next level?
Well, I have been contacted by some ministers here in New Haven. They've asked me to sit down with them and see if we can brainstorm and come up with some other solutions other than the ones that they have already attempted. What the answer is, I don't know, but I do know we have to get to children young, particularly low-income children. We just have to get to them young. I personally see a lot of young men. They're not bad men. They just don't have direction. They have been raised without direction. Now they're adults, and they don't know what to do. Absolutely do not know what to do. To me, that is an outrage. I come from a family very poor. I grew up very poor. Anyone who reads the New Haven Register has read my story. I grew up very poor in a very bad situation. So I know it's not where you start, it's where you end. And we just have a situation where we have a lot of young men and a lot of young people, and they simply don't have direction. Police, teachers, doctors, those are the people who are raising these young children. And it's not the parents. The parents don't know what to do, so the children seek advice from other sources. Unfortunately, some of those sources are just not the sources that are going to move them forward.
James, on behalf of Dan, my partner, and myself, I just want to say to you, you are a true, true American.